Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods. Somebody come plug me in, please. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods, and we're going to talk about several things related to anti-Semitism in part today, because the problem we're having is it's a serious problem, and it makes me very, very sad to hear all that's going on. But there are people that are using twisted scripture to promote anti-Semitism. And we need to address that. We also obviously have other issues going on in the Middle East that we want to talk about as well. But I want to address this right out of the outset because I'm really getting fed up with the text and things that I'm seeing. Social media feeds that I'm seeing that are using this twisted scripture to promote anti-Semitism. So I want to address that before we go to our normal weekly update. We are trying to reach Aaron. We'll pray Aaron's all right. We emailed Aaron couple hours ago and did not get a response back, which is not typical, and we just text him again to see if he wants to come on with an update, and we're not hearing from him, so we'll pray that he's all right. But there have been a lot of rockets flying into Israel today. Many of them are coming from the north, so Hezbollah, which is Iran, is really ratcheting up their attacks on Israel today, so we'll try to see if we can get an update from Aaron live out of Israel. Otherwise, we'll just tell you straight up. We've been following it all day and all morning, and there are a lot of rockets. My app was going off one after the other this morning with all these rockets coming from Hezbollah in the north. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods of AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Dr. Woods, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you.
See you today.
You too, my friend. All right, I want to go to this. Stu Peters is for those who don't know, is a podcaster. I guess he's a former, bounty hunter or something. I don't know, would-be rapper. If you go on YouTube, you see, I guess he tried to be a rapper or something. I don't know. But now he wants to play talk show host, and I guess anybody with a camera and a microphone can do that now. As we've said before, I'd like to see these guys write books, travel the country, speak, build an audience, kind of the way it used to be done, old school. Like most of us have done it, Dr. Woods, myself, and pretty much everybody we bring on from that era, they all wrote books. They all spoke at events. They spoke at conferences, and they wrote articles, and there's a scholarship behind them. Now anybody can just grab a microphone and camera and be supposedly an expert on everything. But I've about had it with his Twitter feed. It's just obnoxious. Here's the latest. He says, this seems pretty cut and dry. Not sure where the confusion comes from for the Christian Zionist. And he actually put out a tweet the other day that said Zionism is disgusting. I don't know what this guy's problem is, but he put out a graphic, Jesus saying, Jews are children of Satan, John 8:44. Oh, so they're your chosen people? ? Jesus, Jews are the synagogues of Satan, Revelation 2:9. Then, but you still have a plan for them, right? Got to support Israel? And then he quotes Jesus, synagogue of Satan, Revelation 9. And then, all right, I got it, so we should support Israel. I mean, this is the kind of trash that I'm seeing coming from the right more and more. And, you know, what's really sad is, you know, you have the liberals out there saying, you know, the right are made up of a bunch of neo-Nazis. Well, this is really falling right into that category, as far as I'm concerned. My opinion, this is helping to feed that idea, you know, that characterization they want to make. In fact, I sent you Dr. Wood's article where a leftist group is writing about Stu Peters and what he's saying. Let's see, here it is. This is a liberal group. This is Mother Jones. The far right has a new big lie claiming to support Palestine. White nationalists with a racist agenda trying to curry favor by peddling vile forms of anti-Semitic trash. Well, again, I don't trust anything for the most part that comes from Mother Jones, but that doesn't mean that sometimes these liberals aren't right. And some of them are Jewish. They're liberals. They're Jewish liberals. But, you know, sometimes they're right, too. And it goes into some of the things that Stu Peters has been saying. So he's kind of now getting a national reputation for the stuff he's putting out on social media. And someone basically tried calling into this program earlier this week, quoting that, well, didn't Jesus say they're the synagogue of Satan? As though somehow that means that Jesus has completely discounted the Jewish people, broke his promise, and therefore, you know, he's done with Israel. So let's get into that. That sets the stage of why I wanted to talk to Dr. Woods about this. Dr. Woods, what is your response to those who want to keep quoting that passage?
Well, my first response is, you just brought it up, they're playing into the hands of the left.
Yes.
Because now the left doesn't have to deal with real anti-Semitism on their side of the aisle, you know, Rashida Tlaib, etc. And they can instead, you know, act like the Stu Peters of the world, you know, represent the right. That's what Mother Jones is doing. They're just allowing, you know, they're just changing the subject, taking the spotlight off true anti-Semitism, and Stu Peters, you know, is allowing that. But, you know, the second thing I would say is that anybody can quote the Bible.
Satan, you know, Satan quoted the Bible, right?
Satan quoted the Bible to Eve. You know, he misquoted the original command there in Genesis 3. And then in the temptations, Matthew 4, Luke 4, Satan quoted Psalm 91, I think verses 11 and 12, wrenched it from its context and made it sound like Jesus should intentionally, you know, jump off the temple and put himself in harm's way to see if the angels will catch him, which is not what Psalm 91 is advocating. And so that's why Jesus responded to perverted scripture with a true use of scripture, you know, thou shalt not put the Lord thy God to the test. Now, having said all that, you know, you see a lot of the favorites, these anti-Semites now are quoting. They're quoting John 8:44, which says, you are of your father, the devil. You want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And Jesus was in a conversation with Jewish leadership when he made that statement, and they want to make it sound like this is a statement that can be sort of universalized to cover all of Israel, you know, past, present, and future. But the first rules that you learn about in real estate are location, location, location. The first rules that you learn about in Bible study are context, context, context. Because when the devil quotes the scripture, he removes scriptures from their context. You can sling together verses and make the Bible say whatever you want it to say if you don't care about context. Let me give you an example. Judas went out and hung himself. Jesus says, he said, go thou and do likewise. And then he said, what you do, do quickly. So I've just slung three verses together and made it sound like we should all go out and, you know, commit suicide, hang ourselves. And what I've done is I've grabbed three verses and rinsed them out of context and strung them together, you know, to teach some kind of preconceived idea. When you look at John 8, verse 44, I mean, the last time I checked, doesn't verses 13 and 14 come before verse 34, 44? And in John's gospel, it's known for these sort of long conversations. That's where we find the long conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, John 3. And that, this is a long conversation that's happening in John 8. And if you just go back to verses 13 and 14, it clarifies the whole thing. It says, so the Pharisee said to him, you are testifying about yourself, and your testimony is not true. Verse 14 says, Jesus then answered and said to them. So he's in a conversation with the Pharisees of that generation that were plotting to put him to death. And that's who Jesus called when he said, you're of your father, the devil. That's the group he was talking to. He wasn't making some kind of blanket universal statement about Israel, past, present, and future. And even if he was, it wouldn't matter because Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16, verses 20 through 23, get behind me, Satan. Okay, Satan was influencing Peter at that point. Now, can you, from that, build a doctrine that God, Jesus, was finished with Peter at that point? No. Because the Stu Peters of the world need to keep reading, go into the book of Acts, and you'll see that Peter is the main man that God is using in Acts 1 through 10. So the only thing that statement proves is Jesus' displeasure with the actions of Peter at that point in time. The only thing John 8 verse 44 proves is Jesus' displeasure with the motives of the Pharisees that he was talking to at that specific point in time. And they're doing the exact same thing with these two verses that you find in the book of Revelation, you know, the synagogue of Satan. Jesus spoke that to Smyrna, Revelation 2, verse 9, and then Philadelphia. These are the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation 3, verse 9. And the only thing Jesus was saying is there are, I think, Jews who were persecuting those churches. And Jesus calls that group unbelieving Jews. He says, you're not in faith, number one. And what pleases God is a Jew that's in faith. Romans 2, 28 and 29 says that. Romans 9, verse 6 says that. So what Jesus is saying is these are two groups that are not in faith, and they're persecuting my church. Just like Saul. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? You know, Acts chapter 9. Jesus is indicating his displeasure with unbelieving people of a Jewish heritage persecuting his church. He is not making some kind of blanket universal statement about everything, all things concerning Israel, past, present, and future. And let me just throw one more set of texts that help with this that the Stu Peters of the world never quote. They're in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. And this is what Paul says concerning the nation of Israel. He says, in relation to the gospel, they are enemies on your account. In other words, at that point in time, Israel was persecuting many of the churches. The book of Acts records that. But Paul goes on and he says, but in relation to God's choice, they are beloved on account of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And all Paul is saying there is, look, I know Israel is causing you, the church in Rome, some problems at this point, but you have to look at them through the eyes of faith, because on account of the fathers, which would be the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, specifically the covenant that God made with Abraham, on account of the fathers, they are beloved because the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. They can't be taken back. So be careful how you're looking at these Jews, because currently they're antagonists, but they're not always going to be that way. And so Chuck Baldwin, Rick Wiles, Stu Peters, they're grabbing these isolated passages, ripping them out of context, extending them beyond what the context warrants, and making it sound like God has cast aside the Jewish nation, which he has not and cannot on account of the Abrahamic covenant.
Yeah. And I also noticed none of them quote ever quote Genesis 12, verse 3. They don't seem to ever quote that. Let's come back a little bit more on this. What does this say about people spiritually, their spiritual fruit, their spiritual condition? We'll be back with more. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we are constantly adding emergency supplies to our store, WVWTVstore.com. One that we recently added was emergency gas masks. These are military grade, military standard gas masks. We are receiving these from a contact of ours through Israel. These are Israeli-made gas masks. This is what families in Israel would use, folks. And they know about terrorist attacks, don't they? Now you say, why would I want to have a gas mask on hand with a carbon filter? Well, there are several reasons, I think. One, the threat of biological and nuclear attack. And we also know that we are seeing unprecedented, it sure seems like it, unprecedented numbers of train derailments. Let's not forget what happened in Ohio, where the air was absolutely contaminated. I live a few miles from a train track. Lots of trains coming through carrying chemicals. If there is a spill, if God forbid there's a derailment and a spill, well, if I want to get out of the area, I would certainly first want to don a military-style gas mask, would I not? And then seek safety far away. So again, this is something we've added to our website. And you know what? Within 24 hours, we sold over 40 of these, which tells me many of you understand the seriousness of the threat, and you also want to have some of these for your family. Again, you can see our inventory at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We have other things there, emergency EMT bags, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. Too much to name. It's there. You'll find it, WVWTVstore.com. Not just emergency supplies, but also freeze-dried food. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357, if you'd like to order through the phone. 901-468-9357. Or again, just visit the website, WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Here is, again, Mother Jones. This is a liberal group, but again, what a pathetic testimony to so much of the unsaved world when they see what's going on within supposed America First crowd, so-called conservatives waving the America First crowd and claiming to be Christians. And here's what Mother Jones, this is a liberal site, says. In the first few days after the conflict began, Peters, meaning Stu Peters, seemed to be suggesting that the Hamas attack never happened. Quote, they really expect us to believe that a dozen bozos hang gliding into a commie peace rave and kidnap 40 of the most beautiful women in Israel, end quote. That's what he posted on October 9th, says the Mother Jones website. Over the next few days, his much more explicit target was Israel itself and the Jews living there. He began by asserting that all Israeli Jews are anti-Christian imposters, merely posing as members of the ancient religion of Judaism. Quote, Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron. Christian Zionist is an oxymoron, end quote. That's what he posted October 8th. On October 24th, he added his own dubious historical context. Quote, the current people living in the nation state created in 1948, calling itself Israel, are not related to the biblical Abraham, end quote. Later that day, invoking a classic anti-Semitic conspiracy theory about the Rothschilds, a Jewish family that created a banking business in the 18th century, Peters posted, quote, this is all a land grab by Lord Rothschild, Rupert Murdoch in Israel, end quote. And it goes on to cite people investigating him for his views over the years. And I actually found articles today that he's been at this long before, looks like, October 7th. What does this say, do you believe, Dr. Woods? What do you think this says about their spiritual condition, people's spiritual condition that talk this way? When we're talking Stu Peters, Who's the other, Chuck Baldwin, and who's the other guy?
Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles. What does it say about their spiritual condition and spiritual fruit?
Well, you know, of course, I'm not God. I'm not omniscient. I don't know what's going on in their hearts. But I do know this, that at the very end of the Bible, God says, don't add or subtract. You know, if you add, curses will be added to you. If you subtract, then your place in the book of life, you know, and that the tree of life will be subtracted. So I think people that deliberately, my understanding of that passage is people that go out and deliberately twist the scripture are really saying it's a symptom. They're saying something about their spiritual condition. I mean, I've misquoted the Bible, but when it's been brought to my attention, I feel bad about it, and I try to correct it. And I've spent, you know, a lot of my life trying to understand the Bible, the full counsel of the Word of God, so I would not misrepresent it. And if somebody doesn't have that basically in their heart, particularly as a teacher, you know, with a media ministry, you know, in light of what James chapter 3, verse 1 says, you know, let few of you presume to be teachers, knowing that the teacher will incur the stricter judgment. If someone doesn't have like that basic check in their spirit, I'm wondering if the Holy Spirit is inside of them at all. I don't know how you can curse, you know, what God loves. And that's what, remember Balaam, when Balak hired Balaam to curse Israel? And we got the seven Balaam oracles in Numbers 23 and 24. And finally, Balaam says, how can I curse, you know, what God has set his favor on? And so I don't know. I don't really fully understand how a regenerate person can do that. Maybe these people are saved and they just don't know any better. But can I respond to this idea that's circulating now that the Jews over there really aren't Jews?
Please.
I mean, just real quick, this is called the Khazar theory. Tommy Ice, our mutual friend Tommy Ice, has a whole refutation of this in one of his books. I can't remember the exact title of it, but it's got Zionism in the title. And we had a geneticist come to our Chafer Theological Seminary conference. His name is Bennett Greenspan. He's Jewish, and he's a credentialed person that is an expert in tracking down family trees and family histories. And he says that the whole subject matter of his expertise has developed to the point where there's absolutely no doubt that the Jews living in the land of Israel today, 7 million of them anyway, are real Jews. I mean, that's not even in dispute anymore. They're physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He can tell what tribe they come from. You know, if they've got the, you know, the Cohen gene, you know, they could be from the tribe of Levi. It's not my expertise, but it's his, Bennett Greenspan, and you can find his lecture that he gave at Chafer Seminary on the Dean Bible Ministries website. And so just keep that in mind when you hear this propaganda machine coming from the right, very sadly. And I've also heard AOC say this, that the Jews living in the land of Israel is not true Israel, and they're not really true Jews.
So what you're telling me is AOC and Stu Peters and Rick Wiles and Chuck Baldwin, these guys all should be pretty good friends.
Well, that's what's confusing, because Peters and Baldwin and Wiles are on the right and AOC is on the left. But boy, they sure agree on this issue. It's kind of like Luke 23, is it, when Herod and Pilate became fast friends that day because they hated Jesus more than they hated each other. That's kind of what I see this anti-Semitic coalition developing across.
And the interesting thing is that the real Christians are going to be squeezed from the right and from the left. And I have been saying that, and this audience knows I've been saying and writing that for years, religious Trojan horse, the coming religious Reich, Marxianity, that the real Christians are going to end up being squeezed from the right and the left, the Hegelian dialectic. And we see that all the time. So you're going to have the left persecuting us, and then you're going to have people so-called on the right saying, yeah, it's justified because these people are you know, they're dirty Zionists, you know. And I don't know if Stu Peters is smart enough, or any of these guys, to realize that when he says that, he's not just making a slur at Jews. He's making them at Christian conservatives. And I don't know, I mean, these guys, they got to be watching their numbers drop like a stone. Because who wants to listen to a bunch of people putting out this kind of trash? But it is setting up, I think, Christians for persecution from the right and the left. Would you agree?
I totally agree, and I'll just, since we're out on a limb here, you know, I'll throw in another name, Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's unfortunate what he's been saying and doing too. Exactly.
Well, you can listen to him and agree with a lot of what he's saying about the coming New World Order, but notice that all these guys at some point they start talking about the Rothschilds and they start sort of parroting what's in that book, the protocols
of Zion.
Of the Elders of Zion, mm-hmm. which is an anti-Semitic piece of trash going back to the early 1900s. And they start trashing the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. And Peggy Hall, let's throw her name out.
Yeah, she's been banned. I told everybody I don't ever want to see or hear her on any shows. I think I may have interviewed her on COVID a long time ago, but I also interview a lot of people. I don't ever remember interviewing them, and then people say, have you ever interviewed so-and-so? I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah, you. And Logan will say, yeah, you have. I'm like, really? Okay. So yeah. I think I've interviewed her once, but I told the guys in my control room I don't want to ever see her again on our network. If she does and slips through, you cut that show immediately and go to commercial and run a best of or something. We're never giving a platform to these people. Never.
Yeah, and Peggy Hall, just so your listeners know, the Healthy American, I think, is her YouTube channel, and she's good on a lot of limited government kind of issues, but she comes out and she says, well, the attack that happened October the 7th, that's all just fake, and the news is fake, and it's the Jews that are putting exaggerated pictures out, and all this stupidity. And look, folks, I don't care what your politics are and what you happen to be right on. If you're not right on Israel, you're on the wrong side of God.
That's right.
You quoted earlier Genesis 12, verse 3, I will curse those who curse you and bless those who bless you. And you better figure out really quick what side of the ledger you want to be on. As far as me and my house is concerned, we are Zionists. We don't have to agree with every little thing the nation of Israel has ever done. God didn't. Read the Old Testament and you'll see evidence of that. But generally we believe that God is not through with the nation of Israel. He has made commitments to them that haven't elapsed. They're in the land today because God put them there. They have a theological right to be there. They have a legal right to be there. They deserve the rights of any other nation in terms of self-defense and sovereignty. And so if people right or left want to start speaking against that, then I don't care if I do agree with them on other patriot issues. You know, I'm through with Peggy Hall. I'm through with Rick Wiles. I'm through with Chuck Baldwin. I was never really a fan of Stu Peters to begin with, but I'm double through with him. I obviously have paid no attention to what AOC and Tlaib and Omar have said, but they have no influence over my life. And guys out there, quit sending them money. Quit liking and subscribing to their platforms. And just start to, you know, you've got the little mute buttons and block buttons on your Twitter feed. Just get rid of these people.
Well, I'm getting email. We just got emails here from people saying, thank you for covering this. So people are really thankful we're covering the context of the scripture and what's being said. They're also, some of them are saying that they're praying that God will go ahead and do what he said he was going to do in Genesis 12, verse 3. Go ahead and curse some of these people and remove them from the poison that they are within, sadly, within the conservative movement, the Christian movement, the, you know, MAGA movement, America First movement, because they really are not only an embarrassment to the political conservatives, they're an embarrassment because I think a lot of them claim to be Christians. And so people, I'm getting communications today, people saying, we're praying for God to do what he says he's going to do with these people quicker so that we can be done with the embarrassment and the bad testimony that it is. Because a lot of these are running around claiming to be Christians.
Yeah, and you're one of the only outlets I know of, Brandon, that's tried to correct the misuse of Scripture. I mean, I've tried to do it on my show, but on your platform, you know, other than my little show and your bigger, much bigger platform, I don't know of really anybody that's analyzing the abuse of Scripture that these anti-Semites have been promoting since October the 7th. I see all these tweets and headlines about Synagogue of Satan, and I'm always, as a Bible guy, you know, someone who has a PhD in Bible exposition, I'm just torn up inside because I know they're abusing the Bible. And I always thought if I could just get in front of people and explain the proper context, we could, you know, stop this thing dead in its tracks. And credit to you. Do you think I could do anything like this on Fox News or Newsmax or somewhere? Probably not. No. Your platform is the only one that allows the record to be corrected.
Well, and we're thankful for, you know, that we got Worldview Tube, we got VCY America, we got Lindell TV, where we can push these things out and try to help people understand. You know, I want to go back real quick before we go to break and then pick up with 15 reasons why liberal U.S. Jews shouldn't be shocked by fellow leftists siding with Israel. But that's one article we're going to get to. But Dr. Woods, you know, the Bible seems to say an awful lot about Jesus being unhappy with Christians that don't obey him, that don't follow him. So does that mean God condemns all the Christians, all the Gentiles?
Whom the Lord loves, the Lord chastens. But that doesn't mean God throws you out. Look at David. Look at the discipline David went through. But David was returned to the throne. Yeah. That's how to look at Israel.
Mm-hmm. Well, AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Come back. We're going to continue talking about anti-Semitism. It was one of the first topics on our list today, so we added this to it. It fits perfectly. We'll be right back.
We are pleased to announce that all of my TV shows are now streaming live on a device that is the conservative alternative to Roku. You see, Roku, I can't promise you they won't cancel me tomorrow or censor us, but the owners of QUX invited us to live stream our programming on their network. You've seen me interview one of the owners, Millie Weaver, Millennial Millie. Well, they are very interested in what we do. They're very supportive of what we do, and they invited us to stream on this conservative alternative to Roku. You can order the little box, hook it to your flat screen television with an HDMI cable, sync it with your wireless router, just like you do with Roku, and you're live streaming all of the programs of WVW-TV. Now, again, here's the other thing. They will not track your data and sell it. That's right. They are not going to track your data and sell it. That's another reason to get yourself one of these QUX boxes. Lindell TV is on there. My network, WVW TV is on there. A lot of other conservative groups are coming on board streaming. All you got to do is buy the box, and then you can stream all of my shows free of charge on your flat screen television. You can order a little box now at QUXnow.com. QUXnow.com. Please be sure to use the promo code at checkout, WVW, and they'll take $25 off your cost of your box. So to order your little box that you then can stream my programs live on your flat screen TV, you just go to QUXnow.com, QUXnow.com, and then at checkout, use the code WVW, and they'll take $25 off your order. Thanks to QUX for carrying all of my programs live streamed.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Here is an article from the Kansas City Star today. This is actually 5 hours ago. IHOP KC's early findings on sex abuse claims show rift between current and former leadership. The International House of Prayer of Kansas City has released a report of its initial findings involving sex abuse allegations against the ministry's founder. The report discounts some of the allegations brought forth by former IHOP KC leaders last month that prompted the ministry's current leadership team to ask Mike Bickle to step away from public ministry, quote, to allow for a proper inquiry to be conducted, end quote. After 3 weeks of examination, IHOP KC has identified 5 of 8 alleged victims, said the report, dated November 15th and released on the ministry's website. Quote, 3 of those 5 have publicly called the allegations lies. A 4th has not wanted to communicate with IHOP's attorney, with the 5th allegation relate to incidents that preceded IHOP's founding, end quote. It goes on from there. But there seems to be a lot here in the news related to Mike Bickle and IHOP. I don't know where this will go and what will be found, but I will say, are we shocked? Bad theology is often followed with bad morals. That's not uncommon. Remember, we have talked about the New Apostolic Reformation and some of their leaders going back to 2011 when I wrote a lot and spoke a lot about the New Apostolic Reformation. By the way, many of those guys sound like they're pro-Israel, but the reality is many of the New Apostolic Reformation are pro-Israel only in that they believe the church is now Israel. And most people can't see through and read through that and understand. While they sound pro-Israel, the nation, that's kind of cover for them, because they really believe many of them in replacement theology. The church has replaced Israel. But we have Paul Kane with the New Apostolic Reformation, and you can go research what Paul Kane was found to be involved in. I'm not shocked by these accusations against him. Here's another one dated October 29th. This is Christian Today. International House of Prayer founder Mike Bickle accused of sexual abuse. Former IHOP KC leaders bring forward what they say are credible allegations from several women over decades of ministry. Again, I don't know if this is going to work out or not. If it does and it's confirmed, I wonder if the pro-family leaders that wanted to unite with this guy with their prayer call with Governor of Texas at the time, Rick Perry, are going to apologize. You know, a lot of us split ways with the American Family Association, American Family Radio Network, because we said these guys are heretics, number one. So that's bad enough. They think they're modern-day prophets and apostles. Some of their former leaders, Paul Kane, I mean, go research his, you know, it's just horrific. I mean, just one of many horrific things that he was involved in. You're hanging out with false prophets, false apostles, thinking you're going to pray, have a prayer call, and bless God, have God bless America. I don't think that works out too well. Hey, God bless us while we hang out with heretics and people that claim to speak for you who don't, who spew all kinds of heresy and also are into basically anti-Semitism with replacement theology, a lot of them. So, but God, will you bless us? And we tried pointing this out, but apparently it went right over the heads of most of the pro-family leaders, because I've tried to tell you guys for years, a lot of these guys aren't real bright. But they apparently know how to write fundraising letters every month, a lot of them. But what do they really do? What do they really accomplish? I mean, other than being fundraisers, in my opinion. So they couldn't seem to understand the deeper theological issues, which really begs the question, why could they not understand these theological issues? And they wanted to say, I have to work with a lot of people with various theological backgrounds to save the country. Oh, yeah, because that's what it says in the Bible. It says to raise the flag above the cross, right? So, you know, it's kind of like Jerry Falwell Jr. who said about Glenn Beck, you know, we're going to save the country first, then we'll argue about theology. Yeah. And how'd that work out with Jerry Falwell Jr.? Is anyone noticing a pattern here, by the way? Anyone noticing a pattern of these guys that we try to point out? They're going down the wrong road theologically. They seem to want to be quick to compromise theologically with heretics. Are people that are just so messed up theologically. And then we find out, well, they got some real problems, i.e. Jerry Falwell Jr. and apparently now Mike Bickle. But don't expect any of the pro-family leaders to come forward and apologize for what we tried warning them about in 2011, that this is a mess. IHOP KC is a mess. False prophets, false apostles, false prophecies. I mean, we know what the Old Testament says about false prophets, right? So are you shocked that people that are off the reservation theologically end up being found to be off the reservation in other areas, or at least accused of that by even some of their former staffers and people that involved in their organization? Dr. Woods, comment before we move forward?
Well, just to echo what you're saying, if you don't have orthodoxy, correct belief, you can't have orthopraxy, correct practice. I mean, IHOP has been a cesspool of false doctrine for a long time. I don't recognize IHOP. The only IHOP in my world is the place I go get my morning pancakes.
You know? So true. I remember when I was doing so many shows on IHOP, and people would literally write in and say, you mean we can't go to the restaurant anymore? They thought that that company had taken some strong theological position publicly, like the owners of that the owners of that restaurant are saying this. No. You're good. You can still go there. All right. So, although I did notice that the IHOP in our town just got turned into a bank, so it's gone. Anyway. All right. So here we go. Back to anti-Semitism. 15 reasons liberal U.S. Jews shouldn't be shocked by fellow leftists siding with Hamas. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, this is a Daily Signal article. I just quoted it, you know, in our recent podcast because it shows the anti Semitism that's out there, but ever since October the 7th, you have nothing but unbrazen anti-Semitism from the left, to the point where American Jews who have been in bed with the left for a long time are finally figuring out what's going on. Dennis Prager in that piece is saying, don't be surprised, the left has been anti-Semitic from time immemorial. Black Lives Matter is one of the most anti-Semitic organizations on the planet. Now, the next article is, you may have seen this, it's Alan Dershowitz, who, as we say, woke up. And he finally figured out, you know, that Obama is revealing his true colors concerning Israel. As you know, Obama made some moral equivalence arguments between what Hamas recently did to Israel and Israel's so-called occupation, which is not an occupation, but he's making it sound like Israel kind of brought it on themselves because they're occupying someone else's land. And Alan Dershowitz on the Dersh Show podcast just goes off and says, I will never, I don't know if you watched that, I will never trust you again, Barack Obama. You know, you fooled me once, you'll never fool me again. I'm sorry I invited you to my birthday party. I'm sorry I took the invitation to visit the White House. And in that article is an embedded a video, and you can watch, I think you probably have to scroll down a little bit to find it, but you can just watch Alan, there it is right there. You can watch Alan Dershowitz just go off, and it's so refreshing to see these American Jews waking up to the anti-Semitic nature of the left.
Does he curse?
I don't think he curses.
Okay. I wanted to play it. I wanted to play it, but I want to make sure there's no cussing in it.
I didn't hear any. This is and keep in mind, this is a longtime Democrat.
Yeah.
But he's actually, you know, he's kind of like Alan Dershowitz. He's kind of like the liberals that I had in college and graduate school. They were fair-minded. They were leftists, but they wanted to see all sides of the argument. It's not like the kind of leftists you deal with today where they just want to shut you down. And so,
you know, Alan Dershowitz, by the way, this brings up a really good point. Going back to why we need to do this, you know, I highly doubt guys like Stu Peters. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of there in my opinion, but I don't think that guy spent any time studying why it is many Jews have problems with Christianity. Why a lot of Jews have a problem with the word and the name of Christians or Christianity. Why that word is loaded. It's baggage. Why the picture or a picture of the cross is baggage. And we have to talk to our Jewish friends like Olivier Melnick, Arnold Frutenbaum, who are Messianic Jews, and they will say the word Christian or the name Christian, that comes with a lot of baggage. Even the emblem of the cross, that is a lot of baggage for Jews. Until you understand from their perspective, you won't understand how it is you need to explain to people when you say, oh, I'm a Christian. So when you say to a Jewish person, I'm a Christian, they don't know what you mean. You could be in agreement with the German Christians, right? You could be in agreement with the German Christians, as they were called, who literally combined the cross with the swastika. Hitler's Cross. That's the name of the book by Erwin Lutzer. A great book everybody should read. Hitler's Cross, how he distorted Christianity for his cause, held up the Bible, quoted the Bible, claimed to be a Christian. Now you wonder why some Jews are like, I'm not so sure about these Christians or the cross. You have to hear it from their perspective and explain to them. You think about the KKK standing there burning crosses. I mean, you have to realize the historical baggage. And when I have people that I get to know who are Jewish, I explain to them, yes, I'm a Christian, but I'm a Christian Zionist. You know, and you can almost see the relief. Woo, their shoulders drop. Okay, you're a friend. You're a friend.
That's right.
Right. I mean, you agree with me here?
One of the great black eyes of church history is how Christendom has treated the Jews. There's been horrible anti-Semitism. Look at some of the things Martin Luther himself, who gave us
John
the
Calvin.
Protestant Reformation, and Calvin said. And your typical churchgoer doesn't know this history, but the Jewish people that you're evangelizing,
they do.
They know this history very well. So my point is, every time a Stu Peters tweets these pieces of anti-Semitic garbage, he sets back the cause of Jewish evangelism. It's like a pro-lifer who goes off the rails and shoots an abortionist. Every time that happens, you just set the pro-life movement back decades. Every time a Christian, a Chuck Baldwin, a Rick Wiles, a Stu Peters, a Peggy Hall, every time they start to spew anti-Semitic garbage and nonsense, and you do it in a public way, Jewish people are watching.
Yes, they
are. They don't want anything to do with conservatism. That's why they're all in bed with the Democrats. And they don't want anything to do with Protestants evangelizing Jewish people, because they know the history, our black eye, even though we don't know our own history.
And but as Dershowitz is now figuring out, the left, where they thought, well, we won't associate with the right because the right has, you know, tends to be, you know, a bunch of Jew haters, will associate more with the left, thinking that they're all friends there. Only find out your friend Barack Hussein Obama, you know, is more friendly with the Muslims and promoting Islam like crazy. Which, let's not forget what happened with Muslim Brotherhood, the Grand Mufti of Palestine, helping to literally be an architect of the Holocaust, according to the Nuremberg trials. So the Jews, many of them have found themselves, as they often do, without a homeland. They have found themselves without a political party. They don't know, should we work with the Republicans? Many of them who, because of Operation Paperclip, a lot of the Nazis came over with the help of the Republicans and were embedded in our government and our intelligence arena. Let's not forget George H. Bush's daddy, Prescott Bush, got his banking charter taken. The Rockefellers working with the Nazis. Ford, I don't know if he was a Republican or Democrat, but we know that some of the Rockefellers were. We know George H.'s family, they were largely Republicans. We know that. So they're like, you know, these Republicans seem to like the Nazis. Well, here, the left, they seem to love the Islamists. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, listening friends. I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate Worldview Report, my 30-minute nightly newscast every night? Did you know that takes a team of about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put together just that 30-minute broadcast? How about Brandon House Live? It's live every night for 90 minutes. Then, of course, we have Worldview Radio that's on from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, live each day. Then I've added a Sunday morning news magazine show called Worldview Report Sunday. It's an hour every Sunday morning, Worldview Report Sunday. Then, of course, on Sunday night, I have a Bible study online, a little church service online every Sunday night since 2015. That's called Worldview Weekend Hour. And then I have the Worldview Financial Report, a 30-minute financial news cast. If you appreciate all the programs that we're putting out and producing here absolutely free of charge, we need your sponsorship. We need your support. Would you please go to wvwfoundation.com and become a supporter? wvwfoundation.com. Please help us continue to push out free programming to people all around the world. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. We don't. We push it all out for free. And yet it's not free to us. We spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills and having to pay people to produce the shows, put them up online, maintain the websites, the servers. It's very expensive to do television, folks, and very expensive to give it away. So we need your sponsorship. Please consider going right now to wvwfoundation.com and making a contribution. We have the end-of-the-year goal from October 1st to December 31st of raising $275,000 to meet our end-of-the-year goals for 2024. So starting October 1st to the 31st of December, that's what we need to do. Would you please consider praying now about becoming a regular contributor or making a one-time or occasional contribution? You'll also find our mailing address there on our website if you prefer to support us through the mail. That's wvwfoundation.com. You can also give by phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors so that we know we have the resources we need each month to meet our ever-growing budgets as we expand and add shows and add new programs by new hosts. In fact, if you visit our website, WVWTV.com, which is also the URL, WorldviewTube.com, WorldviewTube.com, you'll find all kinds of shows we carry for you to watch by Dr. Andy Woods, Alex Newman, and the list goes, Dr. Rob Linstead, Trevor Loudon. I mean, those are just something I can think of off the top of my head. You'll find all of them free of charge at WorldviewTube.com, but we need your help to continue pushing out free programming and content like this. Thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. So, Dr. Woods, before the break, I was saying that the Jews have really found themselves a lot of times without a country, and they find themselves in America oftentimes not knowing who to join with politically. And now we're finding that many of them, we see why they're offended by many on the right, with the history of so many Republicans with the Nazis and the Nazi Party and their corporations working with the Nazi regime. I noticed that there's been a lot of controversy about Elon Musk and some of the stuff he's out there saying and doing. And I see IBM is now upset, you know, and they don't want to advertise, apparently, according to the reports I'm reading, alongside Twitter because of some of the Nazi talk on there. But that's interesting because you have IBM and the Holocaust, excellent book by Edwin Black. So now you have Alan Dershowitz looking at Obama going, I guess I was fooled by him and didn't realize what he was. So the poor Jews, in some sense, they're just constantly having to do 360s to find out, you know, looking over their shoulder,
who their real friends are. But I just want to say this publicly, coming from Zionist Christian conservatives like myself and Brandon House, I want to say this publicly to the Jewish people, and here's my statement. We've got your back.
Yes.
Okay. We are looking out for you. Every time we hear of any type of any anti-Semitism, we're going to broadcast it to the four corners of the universe if we have the ability. And beyond that, we completely agree that God has not cut you off. God has a future plan for you. We will give you the gospel. Okay, don't get us wrong there, but we are not going to move into anti-Semitism, and we're going to support you and promote you any possible way that we can. Not all Christians can say that, but people like myself, Brandon, others, Tommy Ice, everybody that's affiliated with the pre-trib study group,
yep,
everybody that has a real dispensational lens, you know, to the Jewish people, I just want to say this, we've got your back.
Amen and amen. You know, is it 1 Corinthians where the Apostle Paul talks about our works being judged, whether they're stubble or hay or wood versus, you know, gold and refined by fire? And yet, you know, it says there in the text that this is not, your works are burned up, but your salvation is secure. Your works are burned up, but your salvation is secure. Isn't that interesting? Let's just talk about that for a minute. Even beyond this life, after this life, God is going to judge believers, and he's going to say, not happy with the fruit and the life you had there. It wasn't too good, that's for sure. Burned up. Wasn't worth eternal value. But persevere in the test of time. But you're justified, but you had a little problem here on your sanctification. Isn't that interesting? We're so busy pointing out what we don't like about the Jewish people, i.e. Stu Peters and others. But, you know, I could just keep thinking of scripture here where Jesus is talking also to Gentiles as well. Your life didn't count for much. Your works burned up, but you got in. You got in with sanctification, justification. You just didn't do very good the sanctification part. Why is it, again, and I know the answer, we spend so much time talking about God's chastening of the Jewish people, but we don't even seem to take place. Notice it takes place to the Gentiles, and it'll happen to a lot of Gentiles even once they get in front of God himself. They're going to be told, you didn't do so well, but you did receive me, you were justified, but your sanctification, it didn't produce much. It all got burned up. Dr. Woods?
Well, we don't know how to distinguish between discipline versus sonship.
Thank you.
And we think that somehow divine discipline erases sonship, when in fact God wouldn't waste his time disciplining you if you weren't his son. You know, my father, earthly father, never disciplined the neighbor's kids. I think he wanted to a couple times, but he disciplined me and my brother because we were his. And so, you know, just because Jesus or whoever in the Bible is speaking something very aggressive concerning the nation, in fact, almost all the prophets do that, as far as I can tell, doesn't mean that God has cut them off. Israel is God's firstborn son, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. That's why he takes the time to discipline them. Now, let's just be clear. We're not teaching Israel has some kind of special path to salvation outside of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. But we believe there's a future work where in the tribulation period, a third will be believers and purified. And as that happens, God is going to fulfill every single promise that he's ever made to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, going all the way back to Genesis 12. So divine discipline is not the same thing as an eradication of sonship.
Amen. All right, we have more to get to. We're not going to get to it all. We'll have you on tonight to talk about a few of these things as well, but that we don't get to here. It's all happening so fast, Dr. Woods. It's hard to get. It's hard now to have enough hours in a broadcast week to even cover everything that's happening. But I do want to mention something you might find interesting and encouraging. I had on a gentleman yesterday, Peter, who's going to be a regular broadcast partner for us out of London. We've got one now. Is that for me? Thank you, Logan. Logan's now bringing me coffee. That doesn't happen very often. It's usually your mother. He's going to be a broadcast partner for us out of London, like we have Aaron in Israel, and we got Ivan in D.C., and so we're trying to add broadcast reporters on the ground around the world. And yesterday was my first interview publicly with him, and it was fascinating. People can watch it at worldviewtube.com. But I brought up scripture based on what's happening in a Eurocentric world government and the King Charles and the Birmingham Games of 2022 that showed what looked like a Tower of Babel with a moat around it and people coming up out of it and a beast. And I said, this sounds like Revelation. And Peter, in his beautiful British accent, said, you know, I really didn't always know what to make of Revelation and some of the prophetic things when it comes to Bible prophecy. But Brandon, I think you're on the mark. I think we're moving into that area. And, you know, what I'm saying is people should be encouraged because I'm seeing guys who are not, you know, into the dispensational worldview, eschatology, that are saying, I have to give this a second look now because it seems as though now the things you guys are saying are indeed worthy of looking at because it seems to be happening. And I thought that was so humbling. You know, I commend him for his humility and his honesty and his being a journalist who's saying, as a Christian, a journalist, I have to take another look at this dispensationalism in these prophetic scriptures. Closing comment?
Closing comment is when 2020 hit, the unsaved world wanted to know about the mark of the beast.
Yes.
And very, very few preachers wanted to talk about it. But the world can see the pattern that the Bible predicts. And so it's up to the preachers and teachers out there to connect the dots. And so I would encourage as many spiritual leaders within the sound of my voice to do that.
Amen. And guard the gospel, folks. Guard the gospel against the anti-Semites out there. Because ultimately, that's what it's about. Trying to guard the gospel from those that are misrepresenting the Bible. Dr. Andy Woods, andywoodsministries.org. Stay tuned for Crosstalk with Jim Schneider at vcyamerica.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
There is so much going on in the world of finances, not to mention every other area of influence in our world today. But there's so much going on in the area of finances with central bank digital currencies, inflation moving to hyperinflation, a global currency that's coming, the mark of the beast technology that's ever expanding, bank failures, liquidity crisis with our banks, and so much more. It's so important to understand the times and to wisely make decisions for your family that we've decided to start and launch a new financial news channel. We've been working on this for several months with our friends at Swiss America, and it's taken me about 8 months to put it all together, and we finally have launched it. It's called SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. TV.com. You will find all kinds of free radio shows, TV shows, and articles there for free to help you try to understand the financial landscape and know how your family should respond. Again, that new financial 24/7 network with programming on demand is SwissAmericaTV.com. SwissAmericaTV.com. Please tell your family and friends about it. Put it out there. Let folks know about Swiss America TV. The programs are on demand. They're free of charge. They're cutting edge. And there's also articles. I'm endeavoring to put out two or three articles a week. And you'll find just on finances. And you'll find them over there at SwissAmericaTV.com. SwissAmericaTV.com.